Welcome to your daily devotional for August 7th. This is the way. Walk in it. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21, and we'll begin reading in verse 18. Isaiah chapter 30 verses 18 through 21 reads, "Therefore the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you. And therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. The grace and mercy of our God knows no bounds. He delights to be gracious to you and have mercy on you. He raises up godly men and women to teach you the way. And he teaches all who will listen through his word, the Holy Bible. Though you may not hear a word behind you, God has made his book available to you. If you will seek his will, then God shall provide teachers who will not be moved into a corner while the culture assaults the ways of the Lord. If you are having trouble with certain precepts of Bible living, search the scriptures diligently, and if you need more clarity, then ask your pastor or someone who knows the Bible well. Do not settle for an answer that is not Bible-based. Better still, become a student of the Word yourself. Every time we open the pages of Scripture, we are presented with truth. God wants us to apply the knowledge with wise and holy living, and so he says, 'This is the way. Walk in it.' We can accept God's will and ways, or we can reject certain things that offend our sensibilities. When I was growing up, I had to eat all that was in my plate, whether I liked it or not. Granted, my parents were gracious to give me only a small portion of that which I did not like, usually the vegetable. But when I grew up, I began frequenting the Chinese buffet so that I could eat only those foods that were to my liking. God's word is like my parents' house, the old ways. It is not like the Chinese buffet, my preferred ways. The Lord does not give us the option to take some of his inspired truth and leave the rest. He says, 'This is the way, walk in it.' All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Don't play games with God. Scripture is objective and clear. It is not to be made subjective and unclear as cover for our sinful hearts, minds, and actions. Read and study your Bible. This is the way. Walk in it.